One of the oldest and most well-known restoration companies is Illinois-based Disaster Cleanup International. It's part of a family of companies that works closely with the property insurance industry. DKI is currently working round the clock in Cedar Rapids to get the city's hospital back up and running again. Marketing manager Dale Saylor says he's only had a handful of calls from Wisconsin, but expects the number to rise as the floodwaters recede.
If you have floodwaters coming through a town, addressing it today is somewhat pointless if you're going to have the same problem tomorrow. That's just flushing good money after bad, no pun intended. We expect to be inundated with calls, be it in eastern Iowa, western, southwestern Wisconsin, when the bad stuff is passed, if you will, to go burden some other geography.
Saylor says DKI has been rebuilding homes and businesses after floods and tornadoes for more than 30 years, and the chronology of the work is always the same. Concentrate on the public infrastructure, such as schools, grocery stores, and hospitals first, and then start helping homeowners. DKI works almost exclusively with insurance companies who hire them to restore the homes and businesses of their policyholders. Saylor says uninsured homeowners should be wary of contractors who offer their services to repair flood damage without providing proof of their credentials. State consumer protection officials agree. There have been reports of people posing as FEMA assessors, knocking on flood victims' doors and offering assistance. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.